Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 264 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, this is going to be a different podcast this week. We are going to celebrate the life of Ankeny Fanatic photographer Drew Wolf, who passed away suddenly last week at the age of 54. A funeral service will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at Keystone Church in Ankeny. A visitation will be held Wednesday from 4 to 7 at Community Baptist Church, not the Ankeny Funeral Home as originally scheduled. Today I'm going to be talking to several different guests about Drew's passion for photography and some of the other interests in his life. My first guest is also a photographer for Ankeny Fanatic, and he joined our team in late 2022, so he had the opportunity to work with Drew and learn from him over the last 18 months or so. He is Jared Downer. Jared, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing all right. Well, I know I was the one who broke the news of Drew's passing to you because I wanted you to hear it from me and not somebody else. I know you were just as shocked as I was, and I imagine the last week has been tough for you too. You know, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, it was definitely a, you know, a big thing to hear. You know, you didn't expect that, especially from a coworker like Drew, you know, just always there, always willing to talk. I was just talking to him on Instagram and stuff like that, just about, you know, how to go about sharing photos and all that kind of stuff. So it was, you know, definitely a lot to go through when I heard the news from you, you know.
Well, I know you interviewed Drew for one of your class projects there at DMAC, and I enjoyed reading through that interview that you sent me. You know, I'm not surprised that he was more than willing to help you out with that. You know, what was that experience like, and what was the best advice that he gave to you?
So, I mean, being able to interview him was honestly perfect for when I was first starting out photography and stuff like that. You know, it was about photojournalism and stuff like that, and I thought, you know, who better than Drew, because he's been doing it for a while. You know, when I was in high school, you know, you wanted your photo done by Drew. You knew he was going to do the best job and stuff like that. So when it came to that assignment, you know, that's what I thought I should do, you know, was get that done. So that's what I did. And it was just nice learning about his life. I mean, it was nice learning about, you know, how he got into photography, how he started out, how he built up to it and stuff like that. So it was really nice, you know, being able to celebrate that for him.
What do you think was the best advice that he gave to you?
I think right at the end, when he's talking to everyone, I feel like it's something that, you know, everyone could take something away from. He was just saying, you know, I'll read the whole quote. He said, "Get out there and do it. When I look at my photos from when I started doing photography in the mid-2000s till now, the progress I've made is kind of crazy. Now some of it is the equipment, but some of it is just plain experience and trial and error and trying new things, learning new techniques and different angles. But it's just a matter of getting out there and shooting. If you get told no one time, keep asking until you get a yes." And I feel like that last quote, you know, I've really listened to, just always asking people for new opportunities, new things. And I think that's something that Drew is going to be remembered for, is that he always went out there and just, you know, took shots of everything, you know, always did it. So,
well, Jared, you're a tremendous photographer in your own right, and we are very, very fortunate to have you here on our team. I know we won't be able to replace Drew, but I do feel a lot better knowing that we have you around. But I'm sure you learned some things from Drew, you know, from talking to him or watching him in action. You know, what are some of the things that you learned from him?
I think one of the big ones was at the first Drake Relays. We were walking around and just talking, and then he pointed out the big Drake sign and where the runners were going to be running by and stuff like that. So then he told me, you know, I should go over there with my lens that I had, go take a picture in a certain spot while they were running by, get the Drake sign in the background and stuff like that. And he told me, he's like, get it from a low angle, make them look really heroic, you know, while they're running by. And I got it. And that was one of my first photos. I remember just being like, oh, this looks like professional. This looks good, you know? And then while I'm all happy about it, I'm walking over towards you and Drew goes like, you stole my shot, you know, and started making me laugh and stuff like that. So I remember that feeling of like, you know, as my journey has progressed, you know, that I need to be considerate of other photographers in their journey as well, since they're just starting out. You know, I didn't see that shot, you know, originally when I first started out, because it was something different. I was, you know, a little, you know, overwhelmed being there, you know, taking photos, making sure I was doing the right stuff. So when he showed me what I could do, you know, and how to do it and stuff like that, and then joked around, made me feel good about it, you know, that made me think like I need to do the same for other photographers whenever they want help as well.
Well, as a fellow photographer, you know, what skills did Drew have that most impressed you? What do you think made him so talented at his craft? Is it kind of something like we just talked about there, where, you know, he could see things maybe that other people didn't see?
I think it's his ability just to not miss anything. Like, that dude had, like, I think when you wrote it down in the Fanatic article that you posted about him, I think that was perfect. You know, a game-winning touchdown, someone sliding into base, you know, a goal being scored, like anything. That dude had every shot, and he captured every emotion perfectly. I remember one of them was like the Jags soccer team when they were walking off the field, you know, after they lost, and it was a very like powerful photo. I was like, oh, that like tells the story, you know, like they're devastated after they lost, obviously, but they have the trophy, you know, and that's the end of their season. And I just thought, you know, if I didn't get a shot at a place, Drew would get it. That's what I always thought. So that's what I thought made him unique, was that he would never miss anything.
Well, I always felt comfortable, both you guys, you know, that you would get the shot. I mean, that's when I'm at a game. I mean, I like shooting videos and taking notes. And if I don't have to shoot photos, I'm happy about that. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, you as well being able to get the shot that we need. But, yeah, certainly Drew's reliability was one of the things that, you know, I always admired about him, because I knew he'd be there if we needed him, and he'd get the shot that we needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and again, I think that's something that will be missed. You know, it's just getting those shots that he got. You know, I felt like people were very comfortable to go up to him and ask for, you know, group photos or, you know, something like that. Because you would see that as well when he'd post it, you know, people posing for photos, smiling for it after they, you know, just qualified for state or after they just won a race or something like that. He was always there to give them that photo and get it in the best quality. And he was nice about sharing it as well. He sold his photos online, but he would tell me that if someone came to him and was like, oh, I can't really afford this, but I really want this photo, he would make something work out for them to be able to get that. So I think that's going to be something that we'll miss, you know, in the community, is just having his presence, you know.
For sure. Well, I told you off air, Jared, that we would talk more next week about, you know, your long-term plans going forward. What are your long-term plans as a photographer? I mean, do you want to work for like a big media company at some point? Or?
Yeah, my plans is just, you know, keep growing. You know, I love being here in Ankeny, taking photos of the athletes and stuff. I like being able to provide that. You know, I switched from marketing into photography, and that was kind of my starting point. And my passion has always been to, you know, give everyone their photos, you know, because I feel like they deserve it. They put in that hard work, you know, during the summer and give up that time in their, you know, young lives, you know, to be able to go to the sport, go out to the event, show up, show out, and, you know, get their photos. So I think my next goal would be to, you know, just keep on providing that to anyone up above. You know, I do some for the Barnstormers and stuff like that, and a lot of the guys are very appreciative that I get those photos for them as well while they're, you know, trying to elevate their careers. So I think my next step would just be to try to work for a big media company, work for somewhere like a sports team or something like that, you know, wherever that may be, you know, but I'm always going to be trying to strive for more, you know.
We can certainly touch the lives of a lot of people as a photographer. I've learned that in the last week, because I've heard from so many people that Drew, you know, his life impacted, and just all the great photos that he took over the years. I mean, just so many people just loved him, and you can just see the impact that that had. So,
yeah.
So, good luck to you, and thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it.
No, it's no problem. Again, I appreciate you having me come in here and talking about Drew. He'll be missed, so yeah. He was a great guy.
You bet. Thanks, Jared.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my next guest is a sports anchor and reporter at KCCI-TV in Des Moines, and she'd become a good friend of Drew's over the last year or two. She is Shannon Earhart. Shannon, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. Sad, obviously, about the circumstance, but I'm excited to talk about Drew.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you coming in today on your day off. I know we don't get a lot of days off in this business. But let me start with this. You know, how did you hear the news of Drew's passing a week ago? And I'm guessing you were just as shocked as we all were.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Jeff, my coworker, and I were sitting in the newsroom, and he used some colorful language. And I'm like, what was that? I'm like, what happened? And I walked over to his desk, and he's like, Drew Wolfe died. And I'm like, loss of words. I could not believe what he had just said. And we read kind of what the Ankeny Fanatic had put out. And yeah, it was very sad. I wouldn't have guessed that in a billion years. And, you know, just took some time. I had to go to a baseball game later. It was good to have some time by myself. But that's when we found out.
Well, I know I first met Drew at an Yankee Centennial basketball game back in 2018. I was taking photos for Fanatic, and he had either been hired by someone to take some photos or was just shooting for the heck of it. But he came over and said hello and offered to help us out with photos if we needed it, and the rest is history. You know, is that how you first met him, at a game somewhere?
Yeah, actually, I can't remember if it was at an Iowa football game or if it was at state football back in 2022 when I first started at KCCI. I always love to meet new people and introduce myself or whatever, but he came up to me and was like, hey, you're the new girl for KCCI. How's it going? Just super friendly. Honestly, one of my first friends, or one of the first photographers that wasn't at KCCI that I kind of became friends with, outside of like the other stations. So Yeah, it was just super nice of him to really welcome me and kind of teach me a few things. A few times my camera, I was having camera troubles, and he's like, I think you should go like this. I'm like, I think that's a good idea. I'm still learning, so I'm always willing to help.
Well, I imagine you get approached by men occasionally that don't know you. You know, what was your initial impression of Drew? I mean, could you tell right away that he was a genuinely nice guy?
Yes, 1,000%. He was holding his camera, too, and he had the biggest smile on his face and just honestly wanted to get to know me. I asked about my whole life story and why I was here, and I asked him the same. So, it was kind of just an instant friendship from there, and I saw him at every other a billion events or whatever, and we always catch up and joke around with each other. So,
well, I've discovered over the last week just how many friends that Drew had, because I've had contact with a lot of them, such as yourself. You know, so do you have any good stories about Drew that, you know, can tell me, you know, or show me what a good friend he was?
One thing that he would always do is that we take pictures of everybody else, right, and of the athletes and tell stories, but he would take pictures of me and then DM them to me on Twitter and be like, hey, like, I took this awesome picture of you, like, whatever, and I've posted so many of his pictures that he actually took of me, which I thought was super cool and so nice. No other photographer really has ever done that that I know of. One story that stands out, it was Ankeny baseball, they were in the playoffs last year, and I had showed up to the game. I was going to a few games that day, and I walked up to him, and he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, well, you know me, Ankeny. And I'm like, yeah, well, me too, I guess. So he would give me insight on the players or whatever, and I'm like, why are they always, like, heckling, saying these random things in the dugout? And he's like, oh, it gets worse, just go closer. And, like, I would inch closer or whatever, and I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about now. Yeah. And kind of just gave me the lowdown of every Ankeny team. Anybody that he knew would always fill me in, and it helped my reporting so much to have that little nugget from him, and I know I could always rely on him. So yeah, he was always a big help, and just funny, man. He was so funny, like, just the stuff that he would say out of pocket, nothing I can really remember off the top of my head, but I would always be laughing whenever I was with him. So yeah.
Well, it's funny that you would say that he would take photos of you, because he would do that to me as well. Like, he would send me photos from the game that we were both at, you know, I'd be looking through the photos, and then at the very end it'd be me interviewing somebody. Yeah. It's like, I really don't need a photo of me.
I know, I'm like, so caught off guard. I'm like, thank you, actually I'll use it for socials. This helps out.
Well, there's a few of the things that I'm definitely going to remember about Drew. Number one is just how reliable he was. You know, I knew I could always count on him to be at an event and to get the shot that we needed. You know, that's why I was so concerned when he didn't show up for last Monday's game. Mm-hmm. You know, that was just so unlike him. Another thing I'll remember about him is his smile. I've seen some great photos of him over the last week, and he's smiling in so many of them. And I just think that, you know, perfectly captures, you know, his essence. You know, and he was a guy that liked to joke around a little bit. You know, did he ever joke around with you over stuff?
Yeah, here and there. He'd give me a bunch of crap, I'm not gonna lie. He's like, oh, Shannon, just at state track last month, however long ago that was, I was taking some photos or doing something, and he's like, oh, there goes Shannon again. Or he was like, just something random. And I'm like, really, Drew? I'm like, you are Des Moines' finest photographer here, and you're gonna give me crap? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Have a little class. No, it was all fun and games. So,
well, you said when he first came over to talk to you, you know, he wanted to get to know you a little bit. So before I let you go, I just want to ask you a little bit about your background. Mm-hmm. You know, I see in your Twitter bio that you're a Chicago girl and a University of Oklahoma alumnus. You know, so how does a Chicago girl end up in Oklahoma? Was that kind of a culture shock for you?
Totally, 100% a culture shock. I know it's not completely Southern. It's no Texas, Alabama, Georgia, but it is definitely Southern, because a lot of people from Texas go to Oklahoma. I went for journalism. I fell in love with the program, and also the football program, basketball, gymnastics, softball. I mean, it was the elitist of the elite. So I decided to go there, got involved super quickly, and then got this job with KCCI randomly. I put my reel on YouTube. They ended up finding me, and now I'm on a Midwest tour.
So you've been in Des Moines for what, a couple years then?
2 years, actually, yeah. Coming up in a few days.
So what do you think of Central Iowa?
I like Iowa a lot. It took me by surprise, for sure. I actually didn't really have any expectations. I'd never been to Iowa before I came for my official visit. And the people are just so kind, and everybody cares so much about sports and their sport and their team specifically. So I love that passion through others and being able to tell the unique stories that they wouldn't be able to find on their own.
We guys got a good sports team there. I know Scott a little bit. He's a good guy.
He is an awesome guy. Our team is phenomenal. Truthfully, I'm not just saying that. The three of us work so well together and have a lot of fun. So,
well, hey, Shannon, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it. It's been fun to talk about Drew with you.
Yeah, very glad I got to talk about Drew, and gonna miss him a lot.
Yep, thank you. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. MJ Properties is a sponsor of the podcast as well. And MJ Properties is also the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic, and we really appreciate their support. Just wanted to give them a little bit of a shout-out here before we move on to our final two or three guests. All right, well, my next guest was the photographer for Waukee football from 2014 to 20, and he's currently the Waukee Northwest football photographer. He also shoots some track and field and basketball when needed for Northwest, and he met Drew around 2017 shooting football and track and field meets. He was also a coworker of Drew's at Wells Fargo. He is Mike Hughes. Mike, it's nice to meet you, and thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, before we talk about Drew and his passion for photography, you know, I wanted to ask you about Wells Fargo a little bit. I know it's a big company, but Drew had worked there on and off in a few different positions for quite a while. You know, did you guys cross paths there occasionally or not really?
We were in different buildings, so you know, but we'd chat. We had Teams or Skype before that, so we'd, you know, chat on there, and it was a way for us sometimes, if we didn't chat with each other on the phone, say, hey, you going to the track meet today, or you going to the football game today? And you know, it was basically that. He was in a different area than mm-hmm. I was in, and as you know, Wells Fargo, I think we have 10,000 employees.
Right.
So.
Well, he didn't talk about Wells Fargo a lot to me, but the impression that I got was that, you know, maybe he didn't love the job, but it was one that paid the bills, and I don't think he had the same passion for it that he did for photography. You know, would
Absolutely.
You agree with that?
Oh, I think he was always looking for a way to make photography his main source, you know, of a primary job. Yeah, Wells Fargo was, I mean, it wasn't his passion. It was a job.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
Well, do you remember the first time that you met him on the sideline? Did he just come over and say hello?
No, we were, I think it was 2017, and we were at the track meet, the state track meet down at Drake Stadium. And what drew me to him is, it's funny, Drew, what drew me to him, there weren't a lot of Nikon photographers, right? And I shoot Nikon. I've shot Nikon all my life since my dad got my first EM back in 1980, 81. And so I saw Drew, and he was kind of standing next to me, and we're down towards the end by the finish line, and it's where the photographers kind of congregate, mm-hmm. and we're standing on the inside, and it was the first time I've ever been in the track or shooting track and having like a press pass, so I was a newbie, but I saw Drew, we just started talking, and talking about Nikon and what lenses he used. He had better equipment than I did, and I was like, what should I do for equipment to upgrade? And he just gave me so many pointers. We just hit it off throughout the next few days, and then just exchanged numbers. And from then on, you know, we meet up at Ankeny Waukee meets, Ankeny Northwest meets, or and then Centennial, obviously. And we're always, you know, what's interesting is if I didn't see him at the football game right away, it was within 10 minutes. I had a picture of myself sent to me in a text message from somebody that shot it across the field.
Uh-huh.
And it's Drew like saying, hey, here you are.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He would do that to me too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, and I certainly don't consider myself a great photographer, but I've always thought of myself as more of a writer and editor, but I know photographers tend to be kind of a curious bunch. So that doesn't surprise me that, you know, you guys would talk about your equipment and compare. And
well, there's quite a few of us. So there's two other friends, Bob Sint and Chad Wagner, mm-hmm. they're also photographers here in Ankeny, and then I met them also at the Drake Relays and also the state championship or state tournament for track, and then we all just basically got into a group chat, so we all share stuff. Yeah, Bob shoots Canon, or no, Bob shoots Sony, and Chad shoots Canon, and Drew and I shot Nikon, so we'd always have, you know, randomly throughout the years, you know, and it's probably weekly or biweekly, somebody took a picture of a bird and shared it with the group, and another person would get a sunset, or another person would get, you know, an action shot in sports, and we just share it, and we're always just complimenting each other and saying, hey, what were your settings? You know, how'd you get that picture? Beautiful picture. It was great because in the community of photographers, there is some competition, right? And I think most photographers get along, especially sports photographers in the community. It was great just to get to meet these guys from Ankeny, you know, and they welcomed me because I'm a Waukee guy. Mm-hmm. And in Waukee, I've got my friends down there like Eric and Bryce that helped me out. And there's Ginny Coleman that also is down there as a photographer. So it's like we have our own little crew, but I felt like I was accepted into the Ankeny crew as kind of like a stepchild.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. Why not Chad from his days when he used to be a pretty serious runner? Because I used to run quite a bit too. And I know he could be pretty competitive. So I'm sure he's the same way with his photography, huh?
Yeah. He's, you know, honestly, I think Chad is really great with like landscapes and portrait type photography. Drew was all around and obviously Bob with track and field. And with Bob, it was interesting. Bob and Drew and I got into wildlife bird photography during COVID. So when the sports thing we thought was going to wind down and we're going to be limited to what events we could go and take photographs in, you know, we would take trips. You know, I'd go with Bob or sometimes I'd go with Drew and we'd go up to Sailorville when the Eagles were coming in. And that'd be like January, February, March, mm-hmm. you know, to kill time. You know, it was maybe basketball season, but if it wasn't picking up, you know, we'd go compete to see who's got the best Eagle pitcher, you know. And I'm going to miss those days because, honestly, Drew was probably the best photographer out of us all. I learned a lot from him on setting my ISO and my increasing my shutter to get a sharper picture. He was always willing to share information and knowledge, which, you know, sometimes you don't get with photographers. You know, mm-hmm. they're a little protective. They want to, you know, keep their secrets as to how they take great shots. And it was excellent for me because I had the same equipment or similar equipment, so it transitioned to me really well. And for him to share that, he was just such a likable guy.
Well, he definitely had a passion for the outdoors. I know he liked to bike, he liked to hike, and you mentioned that he liked to take photos, you know, of the outdoors as well. And yeah, I'm sure you guys had a great time, you know, doing that.
And it was so serene too, because, you know, we'd either walk a path or just park and just get outside our cars at Sailorville, just below the dam, and just sit there for an hour or two and just watch the eagles and wait for them in the trees to just drop out of the tree and go get a fish that, you know, came through the water. And, you know, we'd sit there and say, "All right, eagle, you know, it's going, it's moving." And, you know, we'd take a picture and compare who got the better one. And, you know, a lot of times he ended up with the better picture. I got some good ones myself, but, you know, as a natural photographer, he's way better than I was. I'm okay, but I can always correct my mistakes in post mm-hmm. processing. So, but he didn't have to do a lot of that. So, yeah.
Well, how'd you happen to hear the news about Drew last week? Who told you, or how'd you hear about it?
Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Bob sent me a text and said, "Mike, did you hear Drew passed away?" And I was just like, and it was in our group chat, right? So Chad and Bob, and I was just floored because I had only seen him. He was at the Waukee District track meet at Northwest, actually, mm-hmm. and Ankeny was there. And it's neat because when we get together and we see each other, we'll always take a selfie, right? So, like, if I'm with Drew, I'll take a selfie, me and Drew, and I share it with our group and say, "Hey, guess who I ran into?" And you know, Bob will do the same thing. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
But...
Well, you're about the same age as me and Drew. You're between us. But when you lose a friend who's about the same age, I mean, it really hits close to home, doesn't it?
Yeah, it totally unexpected. And just for me, it hit hard as to what a loss it's going to be for Ankeny. You know, I sit there and think of all the events I seen him at. He was at almost every event that I went to for Waukee and all the pictures that he took for all the families and all the people that were there. I don't know how you replace that, you know, and I just.
It's going to be tough,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was so good at it, you know.
Yeah, I know we'll never be able to replace him. I've heard from a few photographers. I'm sure we'll be able to find people to do the work. But, you know, I don't expect anybody to fill his shoes because, you know.
Well, he built relationships.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't just a guy that took pictures. Uh-huh. Just like how he warmed up to me at the state track meet and others. I introduced him to Eric at Waukee and also Bryce. And if we ever were playing against Ankeny, Bryce and Eric would always say, "Hey, is Drew here?" You know, and you just see Drew, or they say, "Hey, I saw Drew." And, you know, he made friends easy. He was so easy to get along with and just, he was just chill.
He was, yeah. He definitely made relationships with the kids here in Ankeny.
Yeah.
You know, I'd get to know a lot of them through interviewing them or having them on the podcast, you know, and I'd say hi to them or whatever. But when we'd both be at games, I mean, there'd be athletes that would walk by, and I've told a few people this, you know, there'd be athletes, you know, giving him a fist bump and be like, I'm not even there. That's all right.
But he was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I shoot Waukee, and I used to have that kind of relationship when my kids played, right? Because I knew the other players. But now that I don't really know the kids as well, I'm kind of more a photographer. And I know a few of them, you know, but yeah, he crossed that line where he actually was almost a team member, right, of the teams that he shot for, and people, players, parents really appreciated him. You just saw it. And honestly, I try to mimic a lot what he did, right, where, you know, he does senior night pitchers. He's there for the senior night pitchers. So I was like, I started doing that too. So when the athletes stand with the parents on senior night, I started doing that, and just things that I thought would, you know, be worthwhile, at least to Waukee community, that Ankeny was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot from what he was doing here in Ankeny, and just kind of moved it down to Waukee, kind of mimicked what he's doing. He was kind of a, you know, a leader in that. You know, he broke down some barriers. And one nice thing is he made it easier for other photographers to kind of get on the field, talk and give you tips. Hey, talk to the athletic director, talk to the coaches, make sure you get permission to get on the field and do it the right way, and just build rapport and stand back. Don't embed yourself into the game so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, because you could get in the way. You just kind of stay in the shadows and just take the pictures, and I learned a lot from them.
Well, before I let you go, Mike, I just wanted to ask you about Wisconsin a little bit. I know you're a native of that state, and you told me you were up there last weekend at your cabin. So, yeah. So did you get back there quite a bit?
Yeah, I'm there about 2 months out of the year. So I was up there for a week this last week, and then I was 2 weeks ago, I was up for another week. So we got a cabin that's been in the family for five generations since 1931. No running water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's basically a two-room shack. But it's a way to unplug. Beautiful, beautiful sunrises, hikes around the lake, and just a way to decompress, especially in a hectic world that we're kind of in these days.
So are you a Badger fan then?
100. My license plate is on Wisconsin.
Oh, there you go.
So yeah, I grew up in Madison.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't go to Madison. I started out in a junior college at MATC, and then I moved to Milwaukee, and then joined the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Did that for 6 years while I was in there. I finished up school at University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Lived there for 10 years, and then 2000, I got a job, and I came to Waukee, and the reason I chose it, Milwaukee Railroad was named, Waukee was named after Milwaukee Railroad, and they had the Motion W on the side of the Wisconsin helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys may remember in 2006, there was a newspaper article that Mark Hansen did here for Des Moines Register, and it was a family wearing Waukee gear, holding the Waukee flag at Camp Randall during a Badger game. That was us.
Oh, okay.
I was mad at Wisconsin for telling them to get rid of the Motion W.
Right, yeah. I remember the dispute over that.
Yeah.
Well, I know Drew was a big Hawkeye fan, so did you guys ever have any arguments about that rivalry?
No, because, you know, my wife's an Arkansas grad, and Bielema went from Wisconsin to Arkansas. And then my oldest son is a Hawkeye grad, and then my younger son is a Cyclone grad. And our daughter will probably go to Drake.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? we have a lot of mix. And I respect the Hawkeyes because without the Hawkeyes, there probably wouldn't be the Badgers. We got Barry Alvarez, right? And Barry kind of brought Iowa Hawkeye football to Wisconsin. And a lot of people don't forget that. And a lot of us Packer fans also feel that, you know, Lambeau Field is Kinnick East. You get a lot of Hawkeye fans there, or Hawkeye players there, you know, and Wisconsin and Iowa, we may have a rivalry, but it's not hated like it is with Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's more of a brotherly rivalry where we respect each other. It doesn't get visceral where it does with Minnesota. It's pretty bad with Minnesota.
Well, so. The Wisconsin-Iowa football programs are just so similar that, you know,
for now,
I can see why there's that mutual respect. But,
yeah, our new coach, Phil Fickle, is changing that all around, and it's going to be interesting with this air raid. And that we'll still have running backs, we'll still have defensive lines, but they're going to try and throw the ball a lot more. So we'll see.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Mike, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it. I've enjoyed talking to you about
it. Appreciate
Drew.
It.
You
yeah,
bet.
Thank you.
All right, well, my next guest is an Ankeny native and resident, and he's been a longtime baseball coach in the CIML. He is currently the head coach at Des Moines Roosevelt, and he had become a good friend of Drew's over the last several years. He is Randy Wee. Randy, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, considering the circumstances, and thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you bet. Well, I know you had told me that Drew meant a lot to you. I'm sure you were shocked by the news as well. How did you hear about it?
Well, my wife told me. She saw a post on Facebook. And it kind of set me in a panic mode, and then I reached out to you, and you were getting bombarded as well, and it was just kind of a wait-and-see game and to see what happened, and then my heart was broken once the news became official. Kind of a sad day.
Yeah,
very sad
for
day.
Sure. Well, yeah, the news got around fast because I know I got a call from the police, and then I started getting messages, you know, maybe less than an hour later. So, yeah, the news traveled fast, and I hadn't told anybody yet. I was kind of waiting for, you know, the family to release the news. So I don't know how it got out. But anyway, well, I'm a little older than you, and you're just a little older than Drew. But, man, you know, it really hits close to home when somebody who's about the same age as you passes away, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Anytime you lose somebody, it kind of puts your life in perspective on what matters. But then when it's somebody that's similar in age or younger than you, it makes you take a step back and think about if you're living your life in a way that's going to create as much joy and happiness as Drew did with how you guys covered high school athletics and college athletics in the area. And more important things in life than what we usually prioritize.
Well, what are you going to remember the most about him?
You know, with Drew, it was just his commitment to the young people of Ankeny that were involved in activities. He was so dedicated to catching the shot, to being involved, to being visible. I mean, he just had an extreme passion for it. And he you know, there's a lot of people that go out and take pictures because they love taking pictures. And they do a wonderful job, but Drew was just so professional about it. And he really cared about the people he covered. I mean, even the last time I saw him, he was asking about my son and my daughter. He was asking about their teammates. We talked about other people that he had, you know, photographed over the years that were on other teams or other activities. And he just did a really good job of making people feel appreciated, making young people feel wanted, making them seem visible and appear visible, and just like appreciating their efforts. He just was really sincere with everything he did.
Well, yeah, in his obituary, it said, from a young age, he displayed an insatiable curiosity for the world around him. And I can attest to that. You know, we took many long road trips together to games, you know, whether it was Cedar Falls, Iowa City, or Cedar Rapids. And he would often ask me questions about, you know, some of my other friends that he knew, or maybe something about my work process, or maybe about my family. And it sounds like he would ask you, you know, as well. So did he show some curiosity about the things going on in your life?
Oh, yeah. He'd ask about the business. He'd ask about my baseball team. He'd ask, I mean, when we would talk about a range of topics, and the thing I really enjoyed about him is he would let you into a little bit of his life, but he was a pretty private person, but he would open up at times, and we'd have a range of topics and some things we agreed on, some things we didn't agree on. And it was really enjoyable to know that there was somebody that really cared about what you thought, cared about your life, wanted to find out more things, wanted to talk about things. And it was just a very fun relationship. But I'm really humbled to be here today because he impacted so many people. I mean, you and him with Ankeny Fanatic, growing up here, you know, you read the Press Citizen, and growing up as a young kid, you read about, you know, the players or the musicians or the people in the community that you want to be when you get older. You read articles about them. And then that kind of went away, you know, with the way the newspaper industry was changing. And I always felt really special in Ankeny because we had our Press Citizen and we had great coverage. And then that kind of went away a little bit. And then you came back in and filled, you know, you continue to do what you do. And then Drew got on board with you. And, you know, even today, without even having any children in high school, I still read your articles. I still go on and look at Drew's pictures. I like to know what's going on. And, I mean, we have really nice here with the way Ankeny Fanatic and you and Drew covered the teams, covered the other activities, and it just feels really special. You know what I mean? And
yeah. Well, he was a big part of what we did, for sure. I mean, I know people just loved his photos, and you know, I was telling one of the other guests here, I can't tell you how many times I was at games, and then the athletes would come by and give him a fist bump, and they wouldn't say anything to me, but that's okay. You know, he knew a lot of kids that I didn't know, or vice versa.
And, yeah.
But
and he never had an ego. He never had a, like, hey, that's my picture, you know. And you get the art pictures in the paper or the website now. But, you know, he'd go cover Iowa State, he'd go cover Drake, he'd go cover other events just because he loved capturing the moment and giving snapshots of time to people without ever feeling like he was too big time. He never had he did a lot of really good things and had so many great shots and got to know so many people, but he never changed who he was. It was always just, I'm here for the job. I love what I do. I want to try to capture moments for these families and these young people.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, and it's not always easy for people who work together to become friends, but Drew has certainly become one of my best friends. You know, I'm going to miss him dearly. I know you will too. You know, do you have any good stories about Drew that would show, you know, what a good friend he'd become to you?
Probably none that I can say on the air. It was probably some of the things we bickered about. But those are some fun memories of us arguing over different topics. But it was always in a way that we went away from each conversation appreciating each other's point of view on something. But really, and I'm sure he did this with a lot of people, it was just sitting down with him and he really wanted to dig in and find out how you were doing, how your family is doing, what were they up to, any new news. And then it would always lead into discussion about another player and his memories of them or how their family's doing. And you kind of had to delve with him to get him to open up a little bit about himself. You know, he had opinions and he had his own personality, but you kind of had to get him to open up a little bit and, you know, those, it was always 5 to 15 or 20 minute conversations. We went out and had a beverage once and I really enjoyed that, but it was never about him. It was never, you know, he didn't want to talk about his work. He didn't want to talk about his family life. It was always what's going on with these young people today, what's going on with this game and the people that he'd covered and the people he was going to cover. And you know, I don't know if Drew knew how popular he was and how much people appreciated him. I mean, everybody gets on and looks at those photos. They look forward to seeing him at the games. They look forward to talking to him, give him, like you said, a fist bump or whatever it may be. And
Well, I've talked to so many people this week that I didn't even realize that he knew or that I didn't know. So yeah, I know the impact that he had for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys had a really, really special partnership there, a really great relationship. And I know people of Ankeny are sad, and it's I'm really sad for his family, but I hope people can, through the sadness, can also take a step back and realize how lucky they were to have him and how he cared about everybody that he covered and wanted everybody to be successful and be happy.
For sure. Well, and in times like this, Randy, you have to be able to laugh a little bit while you grieve. I don't know if you saw the story that the KCCI did on Drew, but it was very well done, and I appreciate them doing it. Did you happen to see it?
I have not seen that yet.
They did that on Thursday night, I believe. They wanted to talk to me, but we were out of town. We'd left to go out of town that, so I lined. They talked to Joe Ballvans and one of the players, and you know, they did a nice job. But kind of the funny thing was they later posted the story on their website, and when I saw it, it showed Drew's photo of me interviewing Ankeny Centennial's Jordan Kennedy, along with the headline of a beloved Ankeny photographer being remembered. And so my first thought was, you know, oh my gosh, if somebody who knows me who doesn't know what happened to Drew, they might see it and think that I died. And not to make light of Drew's passing at all, because it's obviously tragic, but you know, I was worried about people thinking maybe that I had died. So I got a hold of Shannon Earhart, who was on the podcast earlier, and they were able to get it changed. But I mean, I just had to laugh, because you have to laugh in those moments. And so
yeah, you've taken your fair share of photos over the years too, and yeah, I can understand why some people that don't know the situation might think, holy cow. Yeah. But you know, it's, you know, I'm lucky enough to do a lot of work with Drake University too, and you don't see any of that stuff in Ankeny Fanatic, but it's amazing. You talk to the athletes down there, the coaches down there, how appreciative they are. And you see him, you saw Drew everywhere. How many sporting events did you go to that you didn't see Drew at? Even if he wasn't assigned to work, it was just a college event or you know, or as, I mean, he was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
He was everywhere.
I mean, we'd go over a schedule for the week, you know, and I'd maybe assign him to do two or three events, and then he'd show up at a game that I was at that he didn't need to be at, but he would just show up because he wanted to be there.
Yeah, I know. And he was working. He'd always bring his camera. And, you know, I really hope that people that got to experience Drew look back and realize how lucky they were to have somebody that was there for them in a very professional way, that just had a passion for what they did, a passion for photography, a passion for the community, a passion for Ankeny Fanatic. And then he had a full-time job on top of it. I always wonder, you know, we talked about that a few times, like how do you deal with your sleep schedule? How do you deal with your travel schedule, mm-hmm. with work? And he's like, well, my job is my job, and this is my passion, this is my hobby, so this is something I look forward to every day, so I'm really not that tired when I come out here, because even if I've had a bad day at work, this is something that makes me really happy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Randy, when you lose a good friend like Drew, you know, it really makes you appreciate all the friends that you still have around, and for me, you know, you're certainly one of them. Thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet.